Towards the end of the parsha, we find Miriam is in a bit of a predicament because of what happened with her and her brother Moshe. And we're not going to go into the details of that predicament, but we do know that Miriam was punished by Hashem for what she said about her brother, and she received tsaras. She had tsaras. She had a negev tsaras. And the Medrash in Vayikra tells us the following point. Tana, kol hanagayim adam roa chutz minigei atzmo. A person sees, halachically, is allowed to analyze all types of negayim, all types of tsaras, but he's not allowed to paskin for himself. Rabbi Meir says, aflo negay krovav. You're also not allowed to paskin on the negayim, on the tsaras of your relative. You're not allowed to do such a thing. Umira nega Miriam. So if that's the case, when Miriam got tsaras, who paskined? Who looked at her nega in order to decide her status? Im tomar Moshe ra. So if you said Moshe did it, zar eno ra negayim. First of all, Moshe wasn't a Kohen. He's not allowed to see it. Im tomar Aaron ra ein karav ra es negayim. And if you say that Aaron paskined on Miriam tsaras, so Aaron's not a paskin for a relative. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ana Kahana, Ana Masgira. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was the rabbi. Kadosh Baruch Hu was the Kohen rabbi who paskined on Miriam Saras. And Hashem said that she has to be put away in isolation, which we are familiar with, for 7 days. And Ana Matara, I'll be the one to purify her. And therefore it says, Va'am lo nasa at ha'asaf Miriam. And the people did not travel until Miriam was ready. Now this idea that a relative is not allowed to paskin a shaila for another relative, so we need to discuss this. Is that the case, that you cannot paskin a question? Someone comes with a shaila, not allowed to answer that question that somebody asks you about? And what about answering a question for yourself? Let's say a person is in a halachic predicament, and they may say, well, maybe I can't answer the question for myself because I'm no geya ba'atzmo. I have a bias towards myself. Maybe I shouldn't answer a halachic question that may hurt me or may harm me at the end of the day. You know, the rabbi's wife gets a chicken, and there's a question about the kashrus of the chicken. So if he answers the question, maybe something deep down inside will tell him that maybe he shouldn't answer because he's not going to be honest with himself, because that's his money that's going to be out if he decides the chicken's not kosher. Or we'll discuss later on, can the rabbi answer a question regarding Hilchos Nida from his own wife? Maybe he can't answer because he might be invested in the decision at the end of the day. Now, before we continue, because I know the question was raised before this year, somebody sent me an email, we need to clarify, and we'll get to this later on, what does it mean to paskin? Meaning, if my wife asks me, you know, not that she would ask me this, but you know, if a person's wife asks them, you know, what's the bracha on Cheerios, and I say, it's mazonos, I didn't paskin that Cheerios are mazonos. Cheerios are mazonos, and that's clear. I don't need to, there's no suffix there. That's a clear-cut halacha. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about, and we'll see later on, is a question of suffix, a question of doubt, where the halacha is not clear, and I have to infer, I have to draw, or I have to use my intellect or my understanding in order to draw a conclusion. We'll get back to that in a moment. So let's see where this is discussed in the Gemara. This is a Gemara in Erevin and Daf Samech Gimel Amad Aleph. Amar Rava, Rava said, Tzurba mirabanan chazei lenafshe. A Talmud Chacham is allowed to examine a shechita knife for himself and use it for shechita without showing it to the local Rav. Ravina ikalait lemechuza. So Ravina happened to come to the city of Mechuza, which was the hometown of Rava. Aisi ush bezechayni sakina. So his host brought him out a knife for shechita and showed it to him. And he showed it to him to know, ask him about whether this knife was kosher for shechita. Amar lei, so he said to him, zil amte l'Rava. So he said, go and bring it to Rava, who's the rabbi of the town, to check the knife. So amar lei, so the host said to him, lo savar mar, don't you hold Hada Amar Rava Surmim Rabbanan that a Talmid Chacham is allowed to check a bedika knife for himself, Lenafshe? So Amar Lei, Ana Mizvin Zavini. So he said that I'm going to be buying the meat from you, Therefore, I'm not really slaughtering it for myself. And therefore, since, you know, I have a monetary interest in it, it's more of a sale, not so much as I'm slaughtering for my own chicken I'm going to eat. Therefore, the rule that you're allowed to pass in for yourself doesn't apply. Now, it's going into a larger discussion of also a lack of kibud rav to pass in the shayla in front of another rabbi. That's not really our discussion for right now. So there's a tosos. Tosos in Bechoros. And Daf Lamed Aleph and the Rash, Rabbeinu Shimshon and Nagayim ask that the Gemara in Bechoros seems to disagree with this Gemara. The Gemara in Bechoros says that one is not allowed to paskin on their own Bechor, their own firstborn animal, to say whether it has a mum that would allow them to eat it or not. If a Bechor is supposed to go to a Kohen, but if it has a mum, a lesion somewhere on the body, then it goes to the owner. No, you're not allowed to answer that question yourself because you have an invested interest to find a mum on that animal so you can get it and it doesn't go to the Kohen. So the Gemara explains, we're talking about a Kohen who is given a Bechor and qualifies as a Yachid Mumchan expert who could normally paskin by himself, but we don't allow him to paskin on his own because we're afraid that he'll be Mora Hora, he'll paskin for personal benefit. Now, if that's the case, we should never permit anyone to paskin for themselves or any question of Isser V'Hetzer because the Gemara seems to say you can't paskin in a case where you have a personal benefit to be gained from the answer. So how does this fit with our Gemara in Erevin, which seems to say you can check your own Shechita knife? What's the difference? So there are four approaches. The Rash on the Mishnah Gaim says that it's dependent on whether it is Ischazik B'Isura. What that means is that the animal is already, the animal, the thing I'm judging as the rabbi is already usser. If it is already usser, if it already has a status of being forbidden, and my psak is going to move it from being usser to mutter, then you can't permit it. That's not allowed. But when there's no default status of something being usser, it's just pariv, and what I decide will make a mutter usser, so then I'm allowed to paskin. Now, we'll get later on to see this is not agreed upon by everyone, so let's put the Rash on the side. The second is the Chuvas of the Marach or Zarua, in Simen Tzadi Gimel. The Marach or Zarua suggests that checking a knife is something you cannot control, because it's something that you can control. Because if I check the knife, right, either I use a fingernail, or whatever the different things that the boats can use in order to check the knives. If I check the knife, what's the worst thing that's going to happen? It'll come out to be, the knife is no good. So what are you going to do? You're going to go home and cry? No. So you go sharpen the knife and then you go make dinner. And what's the big deal at the end of the day? If I check the knife and the knife is no good, so then go fix it. And that's how you'll solve the issue. However, if I find a mum on an animal, what am I going to do? Nothing. I can't do anything to fix it. On a Bechor, you can't change it. And therefore, since there's nothing I can do to rectify my psak, therefore I can't paskin for myself. He cites the Maram, who argues that a Chacham is trusted even when it's biyado, even when he could possibly, you know, fix it in different cases. And he gives examples that a Kadosh Baruch Hu saved Tzadikim from making mistakes in eating food, and even in their case, you should be allowed to check the knife or look at an animal. All different types of discussions, not for right now. The third approach is the Teferis Lamoshe in Yoredei and Simen Kuf Peches, which is in Hilchos Nida, we'll get to later on. And the Teferis Lamoshe explains that looking at a knife and giving a psak is not a logical or informational decision. Rather, it's simply looking at the Metzias. I hold up the knife, if it's straight, good, if it's not, then it's not good. It's deciding what you see with your eyes. Therefore, there's less of a chance that I'm going to paskin to be lenient against the din. Meaning, I have two eyes. I see the item in front of me. It is either a straight knife or it's not a straight knife. I don't have to use logic here or compare two cases and come up with a fancy sfara. I'm just using my two eyes to decide what I have in front of me. The knife is good or it's not good. Okay. The fourth is the Gemara Nida. The Gemara Nida, Daf Chaf, says that Yalsa, the wife of Rav Nachman, wouldn't bring her Nida Shilas to her husband. And instead, she would bring her Shilas to Rabba Bar Bar Chana. So Tosus wonders, what's wrong with Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman's a big Talmid Chacham. So how come his wife wouldn't show the Nida Shilas to him? So Tosu says that he didn't show her, she did not show him her Shilas, And the first suggestion is that Rav Nachman didn't feel he was an expert in this area of halacha. He told his wife, I don't paskin in these areas of Hilchos Nida, don't bring them to me. Then Tosfos says that Yalsa didn't want her husband to paskin. Why? Because she was afraid that he would be too machmer for himself, and he would not be together with her, he would not be intimate with her, because he was afraid that she was afraid that he would be too machmer at the end of the day. Finally, Tosfos says that maybe she was concerned that if she brought her shilas and hilchos nida to her husband, then it would make him queasy about being with her. It would talk about, you know, we're talking about personal issues over here and of intimacy. And if he had to deal with these types of things, it would make him uncomfortable, and it would not be so romantic at the end of the day. Tosfos then says, don't think for a second that she didn't ask her husband because kohanagayim adam roa chutz minigay atzmo, that a person doesn't paskin by him on his own questions of nagayim, so to taras mishpacha, even your relatives, right? Don't think it's because we don't trust his psak. Says Tosfos, we only find Chazal say this when it comes to two areas, nagayim, tzaras, and nedarim, laws of vows. However, you can't be more machmer than Chazal in the cases where they said you can't paskin for yourself. And therefore, says Tosfos, we assume that a husband should be allowed to look at his wife's shilas in areas of Hilchos Nida. The implication is that only in areas of halacha where someone cannot paskin for themselves is negayim, tzaras, and nedarim. But all the other cases, the rabbi is allowed to paskin his own shilas. The Tshuvas of the Reim, the Mizrahi, says this as well. Then he adds that our Gemara in Ervin also allows looking at one shlita knife. So we see that the Gemara allows us to paskin for yourself. So how do we paskin at the end of the day? What's the halacha here? Am I allowed to paskin my own shilas? Or do I have to outsource them to another rabbi? Now, just a comment about psak in general. We certainly assume that a person needs to be, you know, hegiya lahora, to have reached a state where they can decide technical questions that are not clear-cut. You know, anyone can open up a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and see the clear halacha there. Anyone can open up a Mishnah Berurah and see the halacha in the Mishnah Berurah. You don't need a rabbi for that at the end of the day. Again, what we're talking about is areas that are not so clear-cut. There's a machlokas haposkim. Things are not really discussed. It's a new type of question that have not been discussed in the past. This is what we're dealing with. Or things that are unsure, unclear, that needs a logical inference, a person's input in order to decide the issue. The Rush in Erevin, on our Gemara in Erevin, in the sixth parak, discusses whether the Gemara in Erevin is a proof that it's mutter for a rabbi to paskin halacha for his household, or whether checking a knife is different because he's not offering a new hora, and he's simply looking at the facts. Now, in fact, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky in the Emes LeYaakov writes that if something is clear to you as fact, then it's not hora. Hora means that something is unclear, and you are going to give clarity to that unclear situation. There's no suffix there. If something is clear to you as day, then that's, you don't need to outsource to anybody else. Even the Rush would agree to that. Therefore, the Rush says, the Rush says that questions that are simple to the rabbi can be answered for his own households. Now, when it comes to deciding for one's household and yourself, the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch write in Yoredei and Siman Reish Mem Beis, and they conclude that as mutter for a posek to paskin on his own shechita knife for his own use. However, this is only for a shechita knife. When it comes to all other hora, all other questions, even for your household, you cannot paskin for them. So the Pischei Tshuva there cites the Chavos Yar and Simen Kuf Chav Beis, who disagrees. And the Chavos Yar, the Rav Yar Bachrach, says that it's mutter for a chacham to paskin for his household in all questions of Isra V'Heter. All types of questions he's allowed to answer. So the Pischei Tshuva says, I understand the Chavos Yar didn't read the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch seems to follow the Rush that says that only checking a knife is allowed. So, could be that the Chavos Yar is following the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh writes in Vayikra, in Perek Yud, it says there that Aaron HaKohen burnt the Seir Chatas, the Seir sin offering, in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, without asking a Shaila. Ah, says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, Wasn't he being Mora Hora? Wasn't he paskening a Shalom Korban in front of his Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu? How could he do that? So Rachai Makadar says the answer is that it wasn't Hora. It was a clear psak. It didn't need to be inferred from anywhere. And therefore, the Chavos Yair, and this is what the Gilead Marasha seems to be saying as well, saying that things that are clear cut, without question, things that you know the answer to, there's no question the rabbi can paskin for himself at the end of the day. Now, let's just turn to the specific area where this comes up, which is paskin in areas of Hilchos Nida. Can a rabbi paskin his own Nida Shilas? So it's clear from the above Tosas and Nida, as we saw, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Chedushi Haran, all say it's allowed. And this is cited by all the poskim, the Maharshal Natur, and the Shach and Simen Kuf Peches, and the Chachmas Adam, the Chavos Das, the Maram Shik, the Aruch HaShulchan, the Shevet HaLevi, the Badei HaShulchan, all the poskim say that there is no problem for a rabbi to pask on his own questions of Hilchos Nida, even though he is no Geya Bedavar. He is, certainly involved. That's going to affect him at the end of the day. In fact, there is a fascinating statement from the Chazon Ish, but not the Chazon Ish in Halacha. It is the Chazon Ish in his Sefer in Amuna and Bitachon. Here in Perek Gimel, the Chazon Ish is talking about how Hashem runs the world and different things, and he's talking about the idea of a bribe. And the Chazon Ish says that, why is it that the Torah says that you can't take a bribe? Why is it that the rabbi or the judge can't take a bribe? He says, we trust the rabbi to paskin their his own shilas, right? He says, "V'hinei ein hazharas hashochan michal hamishpatim." He says, "I want you to know that taking a bribe has nothing to do with mishpatim, legal laws. Rather, it is a chok. Shehare lo asra Torah hora laatzmo va'adam roa treifa laatzmo." The person's allowed to paskin himself his own questions. We don't say that he's going to be swayed or biased when he answers his own halachic questions for his family. So the Chazon Ish goes on to explain in a fascinating approach that the taking a bribe is a chok. Within the nature of the world that Hashem created, you cannot avoid the fact that if you take money, it will lean you in some direction that will be false. It's in the nature, it's in the fabric of creation that taking a bribe will move you. Because it's not just an issue of bias. Because if it was bias, then we would never be having any of the shiur right now. The shiur would be done and over. Bias, you can't paskin. We see that a person can technically have an inherent personal bias, and nevertheless, we allow it to paskin at the end of the day. Now, is it better for the rabbi to be machmer? We said it's allowed. The rabbi can paskin his own shilas. Is it better to be machmer and outsource to somebody else? Because either maybe it will be unromantic for him, or maybe he'll be too machmer for himself, like Tosfos said. So there's two schools of thought here as well. The Baal Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Shlomo Gansner, writes in the Lechem V'Simla that it's good to be machmer and for the rabbi to outsource personal needs or questions to another rabbi. And this is what the Taras Yisrael says as well in the Pardei Simcha. However, the Badei HaShulchan says that one should only be machmer if there's a chashash, a fear, that he'll be too machmer for himself. And that is the opinion of the poskim as well, that one only needs to outsource if you feel you're going to be too machmer, you won't answer your question properly. Now, the Binas Adam are the long essays of the Chachmas Adam, Rav Avram Danzig, who married into the family of the Vilna Gaon, the Chachmas Adam, the Chai Adam. So in the Binas Adam, he goes back to the Rash, right? Before we saw the Rash said that you can't paskin the question where it would be, it's something is already usser and you need to make it mutter. So the Rash said that when a question of isser vehetzer, something is mutter usser, arises on the kashrus of an animal in the shechita process, so that would mean the chezkas isser applies, the animal is assumed to be usser, right? We always assume an animal is usser, right? And then what makes it mutter? The shechita, right? You always assume the cow is usher until you do something to make it right. So the Binas Adam says, in the case of a kosher animal, you can't paskin because it's assumed to be usher. But when it comes to the shechita knife, the knife is not assumed to be usher. The knife is a knife. It's not assumed to be usher. Then one can check your own knife. So therefore, he says, it should follow from this, that if the shechita knife would get a pagam, a nick, in causing it, making it invalid for shechita, then the shochet should not be able to fix his own knife and then to check it. If I know the knife is usser, then I can't check my own knife. I have to send it out to somebody else. However, the Lechem Chamudos explains that anything which is under one's control to fix, as we said before, it's biyata to fix, you're believed even if it is assumed to be usher beforehand. Since a shochet can fix his knife by sharpening it and removing the nick, so you're believed to say that the knife has been fixed. Comes the Binas Adam, listen to this, and he says, we learn from our Gemara that in a case where is ischazek isura, that the item is already usher and not in one's own control to fix, even a chacham, a rabbi, should not be believed. And this is clear from the case of the Bechor with the Mum, and an expert isn't believed to paskin on his own. And following this approach, the Chacham HaSadam writes that although a husband can paskin on questions of nida for his wife, if a question develops about a chatzitza, going to the mikvah, right? The wife went to the mikvah, and there was a nail polish question, something like that. So the husband can't paskin. Why not? Because the wife is usher to her husband before she goes to the mikvah. And therefore he can't paskin in that case, right? If it's a nida question when the wife is not already prohibited to the husband, then he can answer the question. But if she's already prohibited and she's gone to the mikvah, and I'm not sure if the mikvah worked, so says the Chacham HaSadam, he can't paskin such a question at the end of the day. Once she's established as a nida and the question is about her becoming tahora, then he's not allowed to answer at the end of the day. And this is cited by the Lechem V'Simla, Rosh Shlomo Kluger, the Pischei Tshuva, and the Badei HaShochan. However, the Prima Gadim and many, many poskim disagree. We brought the Prima Gadim in the notes over here, in the source sheet. The Prima Gadim says, this is in his Hanhagas HaShoel Im HaNishal. This is the rules of the rabbi and how to paskin a question. And he writes, V'nida lahoros la'atzmo, to paskin a nida question, Yishlomar delo ischazek mikrid shedamim poskim. He says, "Kidsh dechazaka asuil hishtanos bevade lohave chazaka." The status of the wife being prohibited to the husband will change, and that's not considered a chezkas iser. And therefore, he can answer his own questions, says the Prima Gadim. And therefore, the rabbi can paskin for his wife in a case of ischazik di isura, where something is already usher and you want to make it mutter. And this is cited by many poskim who do not agree with the Rash, including the Pardes Rimonim, the Ma'aram Shikin Yeredeya, the Ma'ari Asad, both of them talmidim of the Chsam Sofer, and the Aruch HaShochan. Let's look at the Aruch HaShochan. The Aruch HaShochan says, V'yesh mi she'omer, tezeu dafka kesh'omedes b'imei tara. There are those people who say that he can only paskin if the wife is not already usher to him. Aval hara lehetra kashi becheskas tuma. If she's usher to her husband, it's usher for him to paskin in that case. And he says, this is the Chacham HaSadam. V'ze nivna al hayesod. This is built on the foundation. Shekasavnu b'simen yudches. That the idea she shovim kain al sham ein sham aval kvar biyano be explained to chol rabu seinu lo sferlei. Most of the poskim don't agree. Kain chol adam ne'aman al shelo. In all cases of halacha, a person is believed about his own household. Af bischazik yisur, even if the item is already usher. V'rak bebechor. The only time you find in halacha you can't paskin is the very very minute case of deciding whether your firstborn animal has a mum or not. And that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Ravad Yosef in the Tshuvas Yabia Omer and Chelek Vav, and his Taras Abayis writes the same thing. Listen to this. He says, Maskana Dedina, the end of the halacha is, B'ha Slekina U'v'ha Nechnesina Shetam L'chacham Rishal HaRos, Atam L'chacham is allowed to paskin, Bein L'hakel, Bein L'hachmer, to be strict, to be lenient, Gam B'din Dam Shal Hefsek Tara, whether his wife is not going to be in need anymore, V'chein B'Safek Tfila, when she goes to the mikvah, Afa Pish Shehuslach Israel, even though she might have been prohibited to him, Mikol Shekein Sherishal HaRos Aflakula, B'dinei Damim, he can answer questions about blood and things like that of Ishto, Kashiba Cheskastara, Ubichlal Zagamba, Soch Shiva Nikiam, all types of things, all areas, Kimia, and he has no problem at the end of the day. And then the Abia Omer, he goes on to make an important statement about things that are Mefurish Beposkim. He says, Afilu Divei HaRash, even this opinion of the Rash, right, and his supporters, Vidimeha, Shesovrim Shein Latamachacham Laharos Laatzmo. The Tamachacham can never paskin if something is already usher. Hainu Horosh Shein Mifu Reshus Beposkim. That's if he's making a big chiddush, a new thing, right? you know, there's self-driving cars, and there's a question about the self-driving car, and it's related to him, and nobody ever saw a self-driving car before, and then the Talmud Chacham is going to paskin, you're right. Maybe there he has to, he shouldn't answer for himself. He says, V'tzarech l'damos milsa l'milsa m'svara, he has to compare a case to a now unseen case, and it's a whole now fancy shtickle Torah. That's what he's talking about. He says, that's what the Shulchan Aruch writes, B'din ha'ra b'fnei rabo, aval davar mavur b'sifrei aposkim. If he opens up and he goes to the shelf and he takes a book off the shelf and he sees what the halacha is, b'vadai shirishar l'haros aflasmo, in all cases of halacha, the rabbi can paskin for himself if he just needs to open up a sefer, open up the book, and to see what to do at the end of it. And this is the understanding of the Bali HaShulchan, Rabbi Nissen Karel, Rabbi Forst, in his book on Hilchos Nida, all write the same thing. So, it seems that we come out halacha l'maisa, that if you've learned the sugya, and you understand all the parameters, your person is hegiya l'hora, they're allowed to make such decisions, they are allowed to paskin for themselves at the end of the day. Except, if he has a bechor, and it's a firstborn animal, and there's a mum, then there's what to talk about. Now, I just want to make a comment about a famous story and whether how it plays out over here as well. There's a comment of the Chassam Sofer in his commentary on Nida. Listen to what he writes. He says, Lefinias daiti, de bemilsa de talia besvara. Anything that depends on the person's intellect, his reasoning, yesh lebal nefesh lehachmer latzman. The Chassam Sofer is of the school of thought that you should be machmer in that case. He says, because a person may be noge, he may be biased against himself, and he may be lenient when he should be strict, or strict when he may be lenient at the end of the day. That's the opinion of the Chassam Sofer. There's a fascinating story brought by the son of the Chassam Sofer, the Ksav Sofer, Rav Avram Shmuel, in Yoredein Simin Kuf Tes. Let's read the story together. He says, he heard this from his father. He says, Umaisa ani odea, I know the story, Ushmemosav Miper Kodesh, that I heard it from the holy mouth of Abba, of my father. My father told me the following story. Pam Haya L'sma. It once happened that the Sma, the Sefer Morei Naim, the famous work on Shulchan Aruch, had a din el echad, had a din Torah with somebody else. Perhaps you've heard the story, but this is the source of the story. V'itzia Mishpato L'fnei Beis Din, and he had a din Torah, and it went before another Beis Din Hagadol. B'makom Vad Hayarid, they usually held the Batei Din where the sales were going on in the shuk in the different communities, because there was always different discussions and questions about Choshen Mishpat. So they went to the Beis Din there in that community. Shizkiru Maharsha, and he brought a Maharsha, Shalai Gittin, the end of Gittin, in order to defend his point. Ukashitan Hasma Lifneham. And when the Sma presented his case to the Beis Din, Hariu Shahaya Bahalemas Ain Mimenu Divrei Atzmo, they showed him, in your work, the Sefer Mirei Naim, you paskin against your own Shita. They opened up his Shulchan Aruch and his commentary, and they told him, I hear what you're saying, but in your own book, you say differently than this. The Ho Devalo Bosh. And he admitted to it, and he wasn't embarrassed. He wasn't embarrassed. For kama gedolim divrei chazal, how great the words of chazal are, ain't adam roa chove ba'atzma, a person's unable to see when a bias against himself. And it's a beautiful story, and it's a telling story. It tells you about his midos and his MS, but also at the same time how sometimes a person can be biased. And certainly fits into our theme, as a certainly a midos chasidus, but not certainly mikra din. The only problem with the story is that the Sma, the Sefer Morei Naim, was printed after the death of the author. So it is a nice story, and there's certainly a lesson there, but I would say lo haya v'lo nivra. It's very hard to argue the story took place because the Sefer was printed in the year after his passing. So the Beis Din cannot have shown him his Sefer at the end of the day. But nevertheless, a very nice idea with an important lesson. So that's how we come out halacha l'maisa here. The rabbi can paskin for himself, even if it would affect his, even he may have a bias at the end of the day, for himself, for his household. We kind of give him a license and we trust him in his decision. And again, if a person has learned the sugya, they understand all the different sides, they understand, they have a clarity in what's going on, they can come to that decision on their own. Okay, we will...